News Radio WJPF on the line this morning. If we got Ian Peake. Ian is a Libertarian candidate for the 115th District. First off, Ian, morning. How are you, pal?
Real well. How about yourself?
Good. So far, it's Friday, so I'm in a lot better mood than I was on Monday.
I bet.
Here's the thing, Ian. When it comes to Libertarian candidates, sometimes people, I think, misunderstand Libertarians to a certain extent. But this change in the ballot and the ability to get on the ballot with a lower count on signatures gives you an opportunity.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was a huge opportunity, and it was a lot of the reason why I decided to go ahead and throw my hat into the ring.
Where are you from?
I'm from Bluford. Graduated Weber in 2005. I've been in Mount Vernon for most of my adult life ever since.
What have you been doing? What do you work? What kind of job do you do?
I am the general manager of a local steakhouse, the Double Overtime Grill there at the Doubletree by Hilton.
And so the first time you've run for office?
Second time. I ran for county board in 2018.
Yeah? How'd that go?
As a third-party candidate, I was able to gather 20% of the vote. Fundraised about $3,000, so all in all, could have been worse.
What's interesting about this is I think when it comes to running for office, I kind of think everybody should at some point, to be honest with you. It's educational. You had to learn a lot in that process, and now you're able to reapply what you learned first time around. It is really when it comes to this, it's a growth. You've got to kind of learn all the ins and outs, from yard signs to rules to election law to fundraising. It's more complicated than just saying, I'm running.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. To build off of your examples, you learn a lot about what not to try again, what didn't work the first time.
Yeah, and that's a true story right there. Now, when it comes to the state of Illinois and your district, what issues, problems specifically do you see in your district that you'd like to see addressed from the state representative's perspective?
Taxes are too high. That's because we spend too much money. So if you want to lower taxes, you have to address the root cause, and that's just how much the General Assembly spends every year. That's the elephant in the room right there. Other things too, down here in Southern Illinois, even the Democrats like their guns, so I'd like to see some real gun control reform passed. To get rid of the FOID card, reform the concealed carry card, that sort of thing.
The issue of progressive taxes, it's going to be looming big in the November ballot.
Yeah, absolutely. And the problem with progressive taxes is that the problem with the progressive mentality is that progressives think that they're already paying their fair share and that everyone that makes more money than them is not. And then when you see these progressive taxes implemented, everybody gets hit. Everybody gets hit, the poor, the middle class. A recent study shows that, Pritzker's progressive tax plan only saves low-income households about $4 per year in taxes. It doesn't really alleviate their situation at all.
From a Libertarian standpoint, all right, and I think this is important, Ian Peake's joining us this morning, Libertarian candidate, 115th District. From a Libertarian standpoint, how do you go about correcting fiscal issues? From a Libertarian perspective, you are overspending, we're overtaxed. How would a Libertarian fix it?
Well, I think the elephant in the room is the pension problem in Illinois. With $140 billion in unfunded pension liability and growing, if you don't address that, that's easily the biggest line item in the budget. My plan would be to, for new government employees, instead of giving them a pension right off the bat, you give them an IRA or a 401k, whole life insurance, a health savings account, the retirement benefits similar to those that we see in the private sector where individuals pay for their own retirement rather than the taxpayer. For people that have been, say you've been delivering the mail for 40 years and you've been promised this pension, you're counting on it, I think it would be immoral just to pull the carpet out from underneath you like that. But giving folks that have already been promised pensions that have been paying into it all this time the option to buy out at, say, 60%, it would save us a lot of money down the line.
So pensions is the big item right there for you when it comes to making this fiscal ship stop listing so badly.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the elephant in the room. That being said, there's a lot of hippopotamuses in the room, too. They're not as big as elephants, but you don't want them in your living room. If you look at the budgets, you see over 200,000 state employees making over $100,000 a year. I'm sorry, but I don't think anybody should be getting rich off of tax dollars. Administrational salaries should be capped. I think the government just spends too much money on itself. If we address that, then we can see some real change. And it's taken us a long time to get to the shape that we're in. It's going to take us a long time to get out of it. But those are two ideas where we can really start turning the Titanic around before we hit the iceberg.
Since last Friday, you know, ethics reform has been returned to the forefront as well after the announcement about the ComEd Speaker Madigan story that broke a week ago yesterday. Ethics reform, people saying we need to go back into legislative session here. We need to close the loopholes, that phrase just bothers me, that we need to close the loopholes that allow it, you know?
Absolutely. There's too much pay to play. There's too much nepotism, favoritism, downright corruption. Let's call it what it is.
So, Southern Illinois, your district that you're looking at, you look at it from the Mount Vernon perspective. We talked about taxes, and we talked a bit about guns. But I think to a great extent, Southern Illinoisans feel marginalized when it comes to what goes on in Springfield and being left out.
Absolutely. I talk to people every day campaigning, and they all feel the same way. Part of the platform is separating Chicago politics from the Southern Illinois way of life. There's people that are ready to split the state in two. I think before we get that drastic, perhaps just looking at a more decentralized model of governance might be worthwhile. For instance, you know, why are our tax dollars going to Chicago public schools when our schools have needs?
All right, so here's one for you. What's the difference between an Illinois Libertarian and an Illinois Republican and an Illinois Democrat or an Illinois Green Party candidate? What's the difference? What makes a Libertarian stand apart from the rest? What differentiates you?
Well, I heard a joke that goes something along the lines of Illinois is the state where the Republicans act like Democrats and the Democrats act like communists. I don't know if that's true, but it's fun. The big difference between an Illinois Libertarian is that we are, and an Illinois Republican is that it's all about principle. It's all about principle. We are the party of principle. We're the party of non-aggression. Republicans are privy to party bosses. They have to walk lockstep with what their party bosses say. Libertarians aren't like that. We are all about, it's just really as simple as don't hurt people and don't take their stuff, and applying that simple moral philosophy to politics.
How does that apply when it comes to police reform?
I'm sorry?
How does that apply when it comes to police reform? When it comes to, you know, the way laws are done, libertarians are so much more about, you know, libertarianism, right? I mean, but police reform is one of the big items right there. I mean,
yes, it really is. One of the big things that my campaign is pushing is ending qualified immunity. So let's say if you have a bad cop that does a bad thing, right now there's no real pathway to justice. You have to hope that the police department follows through with administering justice, and a lot of times we see that doesn't happen. So ending qualified immunity would give a family who is a victim of police brutality or police corruption a direct path to justice through being able to sue those police, which as of right now is not the case. Congress was talking about this after the incident in Minnesota involving George Floyd. Let's call it. It's the murder of George Floyd. But now that George Floyd isn't in the headlines, Congress isn't talking about it anymore, and I just think that's not okay. I think that if Illinois sets the example, other states will follow through like we've seen in so many other instances across the nation.
Ian Peek, he is the Libertarian candidate for the 115th District. All right, here we go. Say, hypothetically, campaigning's difficult right now because of all the restrictions and things that are going on. So imagine now you've got 40 seconds to talk to someone and tell them why they should pull the lever next to your name or make the little dot full there with a pencil for you for the 115th District. And this is the only opportunity you get to speak to them. What do you say to them?
I'm going to try to lower your taxes. I'm going to let you keep your guns. I'm going to abolish the Floyd card, and I'm going to let you smoke as much marijuana as you want.